A recent draft report prepared by the Fairbanks-based company Northern Land Use Research Alaska found what is likely about 100 unmarked graves in Nome's cemetery. The company conducted a ground-penetrating radar analysis of the area around Nome's existing graveyard as part of a planned expansion for the grounds. Josie Banks is Nome's city manager and says the cemetery expansion is steadily moving forward. Zachariah Hughes from KNOM has the story.
The survey was part of Nome's effort to expand its burial grounds. Josie Banky is the city manager and says the cemetery expansion is steadily moving forward.
You know, since acquiring about 16 acres of land back in 2005, the city council's budgeted funding over the years to provide necessary works to do survey, to plat the land, to locate property boundaries, and also to locate existing grave sites.
Steps for the expansion started almost a decade ago, and in the last 2 years, the final design plans were put into place.
This past year, we were able to complete that field work and also come up with a conceptual design for the layout of the new expanded area with roads and trails, and also a concept for the plots in order to develop the site.
A report issued by the Bristol Engineering Services Corporation from 2012 outlines an eventual northward expansion to accommodate a planned addition of 3,500 plots. Banky expects that phase of the project to be completed in the next 3 to 5 years. The city of Nome pursued the GPR analysis to make sure the expansion wouldn't develop over any unidentified plots. The survey works by collecting topographical information through rebounded electrical signals. When the data was analyzed, it turned up 96 anomalies, that is, disturbances in the earth consistent with human burial practices. But the draft report's author, Robert Bowman, said in an email that it's important to keep in mind there's no conclusive evidence that the sets of anomalies are graves. It could be any number of things, from wiring to old piping and stuff like that. But given that the depths of the disturbances, 45 to 180 centimeters down, are consistent with hand-dug graves made during different seasons, and given that most of the plots are clustered around the old Catholic part of Nome Cemetery, it seems safe to assume that at least a few are likely associated with human burial. Banky says knowing where those sites are will determine the next steps in the planning process.
The immediate plan is to take care of the existing ones and make sure they're adequately marked. And then from there on, continue down the road to design the new expanded cemetery.
The most likely explanation for so many unmarked graves is that their location and markers were overgrown decades ago. For most of its existence, Nome Cemetery has received little to no professional maintenance, and older material records of burials were at the whims of the elements. Bowman said that given the freeze and thaw of the ground, coupled with the harsh winds and lots of moisture in the air, organic markers like wood wouldn't have lasted for very long. More recent efforts by volunteers restored many of those markers, and seasonal work has helped with the upkeep of the grounds during the warmer months. But there's still no city office that's in charge of the cemetery, and the current expansion effort has depended on collaboration between volunteers and the city council, spearheaded by the city manager's office. As the expansion moves forward, Banky says, one of the most important steps ahead is securing consistent budgetary funding for upkeep of what's already there. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.